Hello, everyone. This is Scott with the Breach Burn Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. We have kind of a different episode today. We recently had a tournament in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And instead of going over the usual reports on different games from the people who participated, we have a little bit of a different episode today. We had some new people at the tournaments, some of which was their very first tournament. So we're going to go over that new player experience. Both new in the game and new participating in a tournament. So we have Zach with us today as one of our regular participants, and we have the two new people, and I'll introduce them. The first one is Amira. Hi, Amira, you want to say hi and give us a little introduction to yourself and how you got into gaming?
Hi, I'm Amira. I got into modeled gaming at my local game shop. I really wanted to try a model game, and you guys actually came and did a Malifaux demo, and that's how I got introduced to the game. I thought it to be awesome. Really fun. I play Anya. I enjoy her, and her being a glass cannon is probably one of my favorite things. Getting to run around and stomp people, and I love the Sovereign. The bird is one of my favorite things about this particular crew.
I'm about to say, don't lie. You know it's the bird.
It is a cool bird. I do love the bird.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, everyone likes the bird. In fact, some could say that the bird's the master and Anya just tags along with it.
That's fair. It could be true.
And our other guest with us today is Mitch. Mitch, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mitch. Got into tabletop game. Well, when I was younger, I played Magic. I had three brothers, so we played Magic the Gathering. Lots of many hours of that. And then at one point, Mage Knight came out, and we got into Mage Knight. And that was a whole other animal because all of the toys we no longer played with became terrain, and you're buying all these models that click. And just ended up playing Mage Knight all over the place. And that kind of fizzled out. When we found out you can buy singles, and so it was really one of my brothers went wild and the game lost some of its novelty, but yeah, and that kind of faded out, got older, and recently I got back into board gaming and tabletop gaming, kind of trying to reconnect with friends in a actual physical space rather than playing video games over the internet. So yeah, and Malifaux was love the lore, love the models, love the card mechanics, and yeah, no.
It's and so who did you play for those at home?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I played Zip. I'm an Outcast player. I own like 3/4 of the faction. I played Zip for the entire tournament.
So some would say you're playing Zip wrong. What do you have to say to those people?
They might be right. We'll see, because, yeah, just from the tournament standings, they may be right.
Well, also, some people make the argument that the Bayou isn't a real faction. So, I mean, you might be doing it right, okay. You might be doing it wrong.
All right.
You know, Scott, you're the only person I've ever heard say that, so.
Yeah, don't be mean to Tracy.
Well, yes, I definitely won't say that to Tracy. She'd probably punch me in the face.
Oh, she's going to listen to this now. I'm going to make sure of it. Yeah.
But, okay, well, again, thank you guys both for coming on and giving us some insight into the new player experience and coming into the tournament. So what were you guys thinking about, like, coming into this as a new person and as a new person experience in a tournament? So what made you decide to play in it, and what were kind of your thoughts going into it as your first or second tournament?
Yeah. Amira, you want to go first?
Sure. I'll go first. So I was just really excited to try and play more games with Anya. Like, this was like my third through sixth game with her ever, actually. I'm incredibly new to this, but I just wanted a chance to get to play more games, to see what everybody else did, and it was just like, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to play some games. And I was really nervous, and I received the advice of just pick a model and do something with it. So that was what I did.
Good advice. Yeah. I was kind of in the same boat. Going into this, when I signed on to Longshanks to register, I saw that there were like rankings for five or six of the people, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, we're going to have fun. Nobody, I'm not going to win. So I just literally did kind of the same thing. I picked a crew that I have very little experience with and decided this was going to be a learning experience and I'm going to have a good time. And Zip is just in the lore and in the gameplay is just kind of a fun all over the place. Yeah, he's got a place to, and he's disruptive. I don't know. It just seemed like fun. Even if I'm losing on the back foot, I can still kind of do some shenanigans and drop pianos. So yeah, that's why I played Zip.
Zip is a great master. So much fun. And yeah, unless you're playing against him, and then he's not so much fun. But,
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
Zip Zapper's no joke.
Seriously, yeah. Also, the ability to just drop three pianos and pretty much force your opponent to like go around a piece of terrain. Like, no, you're not. You can't fit through here anymore. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so was there anything that you may have done differently preparing for the tournaments that you would have done differently than as just going to the day or going to a game to play one day? Obviously, you're going to play three games, but was there anything that you kind of did differently, or you're just like, screw it, I'm just gonna go and let the chips fall where they may?
Well, I think I did scroll through kind of like I do kind of like well whenever I get into any game, especially one as expansive and comprehensive as Malifaux, I used to scroll through the app. I would just like read card abilities, fronts, backs, and it was like an obsession. I don't know, but yeah, the art's great. The card abilities are really cool. There's so much nuance and variance. So anyway. So I used to do that. And then when the Title Masters came out, I kind of was like overwhelmed, but also didn't know anybody in our, I'm from Kalamazoo. So our meta doesn't really have any Title Masters yet. So I didn't really see the need for it. And then when I came to this tournament, everybody was playing titles, which I understand they're incredible. But so I had very little knowledge or game sense of what they did. And I wish I would have just taken an hour or so to scroll through some of the Title Masters to see what they were up to and how they worked. But other than that, I had a great experience. So no, not much.
So just to continue on like preparation, because I know when I first got into miniatures games and first started going to tournaments and such years ago, it took me quite a few iterations of my tournament kit to know like what sorts of things I should bring, how I should organize it, how I should how you pack, like
Sure.
everything that is actually relevant. How do you guys feel you did with that, seeing as it's such a new experience for you?
Well, for me, go ahead, Amira. We'll take turns. Yeah, go ahead.
So, in terms of supplies?
Yeah, sure. Just like did you feel like it was easy for you to pack and unpack in between rounds? Did you feel like you had everything that you needed readily available to you, or do you think that you need to expand or subtract from the things that you had?
I felt like I had everything I needed. I kept everything where it needed to go most of the time, so packing up was pretty easy for me, all things considered. It was just quick and easy cleanup. I felt like I had everything that I needed.
Okay.
Sure. And you only brought the one crew, right? You only had
Yeah,
one.
I did.
Yeah,
This is
yeah.
the only one that I have currently. I wanted
Oh, yeah,
to
no.
do more with her before I tried to delve into anything else.
That's fair. Yeah. No, that's a good idea. Well, and so for me, I went to Adepticon, what was that, 2 months ago? I don't know. But and I didn't know what to bring or what I'd be up against or how it worked, really. That was overwhelming and scary and all of the thing. It's a big convention. And so I built I actually kind of did my homework for that one and built a tool, converted a toolbox into a carrying case because it was like 50 bucks instead of like 150 bucks. But what I do wish that I had, which Zach, actually, you mentioned this, your Mr. Gear there. Plus, you guys had that super informative gear episode, which I think I bought magnetic bases and a few things off of that. So appreciate you.
My man.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude. It was good. I'm a listening. What is it that you have that like widget set? They're rulers, I guess. But all of the
Yeah,
I want one of those, man. I want one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really happy to have one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's from Tabletop Upgrades out of the UK. You can find them on Etsy. They also have a website. Okay. Yeah. So the one I have and Amira has basically the same thing. It's a custom one that we had built up. I had it designed in such a manner to where it gave me everything I wanted for Malifaux. So, you know, like a 2-through-12-inch stick, you know, some custom strategy markers, the widgets, the whole 9 yards. Just to kind of like, because I had something very similar that was 3 layers. It didn't have up through 12-inch sticks. It was something I had for Guild Ball.
Yeah.
I loved the concept behind it, but like there were certain aspects to it that wasn't necessary anymore, like the scatter templates and some of the movement like step widgets is not used so much in Malifaux because quite frankly Malifaux isn't that tight of a game. But I condensed it into what I needed and had that ordered up, and I think the thing costs like $50 or so for the custom one. So
how much
like
is it for like a, what is the difference between your custom one and the standard one out of curiosity? It was just the difference in the rulers.
Heck, I'd have to look real quick. So give me a second.
Yeah, not to put you on the spot. Sorry.
No, you're good. Give me a second. You guys continue, and I will figure that out, and I will let you know real quick.
Yeah, nothing gets Zach more tilted than someone whipping out a measuring tape.
God.
Exactly.
He actually got me turned on to measuring sticks, and I must say that I don't have quite the investment in it that he does, but they are very convenient. I must say I do still have a measuring tape in case I need to measure over a long distance, but the measuring sticks are quite convenient. But
Their standard version is 2-through-12. And then it has two widgets. One is the small half inch 1-2-3 that I have. They have a bigger one with it that's a 1-2-3-6. And then they have 20 millimeter, 30 millimeter, 40 and 50 millimeter proxy rings. So I cut out the big widget because I don't need it because I got the sticks. I cut out the 20 millimeter ring because it's not necessary, so I just have a 30-millimeter proxy base, a 40-millimeter proxy ring, and a 50-millimeter proxy ring, and then the 6 strategy markers. They had another one that they did up for another Malifaux tournament in the UK. This is how I found them, was I saw somebody else's.
Yeah.
They did them up for prize support. Those ones had like a slot for like soul stones and such, but since I already have my own soul stones and whatnot, I'm like, I don't need that. So this is a pure utility sort of thing for me. And, at least on their basic version, it's $65 because the world economy sucks right now.
Well, is that including shipping or no?
Yes.
That's what keeps
free
getting
me.
I try and bundle everything because a lot of these cool things on like Pinterest, Etsy, whatever,
mm-hmm.
a lot of these acrylic, it comes from the UK. I think I used Chimera Studios for all my little tokens and whatnot. Or Deep Cut is another one that I considered. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you got that long wait time, which is fine. You know, I'm still playing a game in the interim. But like, yeah. And then I got to pay $28 to have some plastic shipped here. I'm like, oh, but still.
Yeah. Shipping is free. Not to turn this into an ad. Just talking about this new player experience, you know. No, it's fine. It is just one of those things where, like, a lot of people struggle with their measurement options, and, like, there's really good stuff out there. And
yeah.
I mean, when Scott's a veteran in the space, comes out with a floppy tape measure my first time experiencing a game with him, I had to shame him into getting something better. So
you going to take that, Scott?
Well, I kind of have to. He's right. Him and the guy, my local meta, Derek, he's another Guild Ball recruit from Malifaux, and they both shamed me continuously until I bought
Okay.
some. So I guess now I've been
Yeah, I think
accepted
Guild
into the
Ball kind
cool
of
kids
changed.
club.
Yeah, I think Guild Ball changed the game on like measuring widgets and yeah, I don't know, length considerations and things. For me, wanting those widgets or rulers or you know whatever they're considered, it was because when I'm using my widget, which has like two or well, it has four sides, that like six where you go from the I don't know, but anyway, I want it to be. You can't argue with a ruler. It is an 8-inch ruler. It is a 10-inch ruler. Like it's a consideration. And I did realize, like, if I'm busting on my tape measure, there's always some little nuance there between that quarter inch. And it does sometimes matter where you're like, I am now just outside of the range of my ability. And it's like, man, if I just used the little thing, I wouldn't have any, you know, hesitancy about saying, hey, can I bump this, that, whatever. Yeah, anyway, yeah, it removes some of the, I don't know. Yeah.
Ambiguity.
Ambiguity. Thank you. There you go. Yeah.
Tape measures are a moving part that leads to sloppy play through bumps. So
Sure.
that
I'll give it to you.
I rest my case.
Worst
And with
case scenario,
terrain and
someone loses
things.
ahead.
And with terrain and things, you're constantly like bumping it a little bit here, a little bit there, and yeah. And in a terrain set or in a tournament setting, it did. I liked the consistency.
With that said, though, this was a casual tournament. A lot of us are
Yeah.
trying to de-thaw after a bit of a winter hibernation. So, seeing as this was first and/or second tournament for each of you, how was the experience overall? Did you feel welcomed? Did you feel like you were guided through your turns? I mean, through your games in a smooth and organized manner? Like, how were the tables? Like, what was overall, what was it a pleasant experience? Is it something you'd like to do again?
Yeah, I guess I'll go first. Yeah, no, I had a great experience. Show, I don't know. We'll take turns. We'll have to have a coin
Yeah,
flip. Yeah.
it's your turn.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, upon arrival, my only thing was is that I couldn't find the place. But other than that, I mean, once I got in there, it was like, oh, obviously this is the group from Malifaux, and I recognized James. He's been awesome enough to come down to Kalamazoo and play some games with us. And yeah, that was great. But then, yeah, no, I was very welcome. The tables looked good. We had like our own little space there, so you know, we had our own quadrant of the store to hang out in.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
did really enjoy
I thought it was
the
good.
space we had for the tournament. It was nice and big, and the plenty of terrain at the local shop to help us out with.
Definitely.
Yeah, I brought like 3 tables worth of stuff, and I didn't need to use any
Oh.
of it.
Oh, dang. Yeah. No, he had
My
that
whole back
whole
seat was full
shelf.
of boxes.
Yeah,
Nice.
Zach's always going on about how he's got the only terrain in Michigan. Not this time.
I've got my aquarium set. Yeah, I've got the Bikini Bottom aquarium set. So, yeah.
Ah.
It looks pretty cool, but yeah. No,
How about you,
I felt
Myra?
very welcome. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I loved the community. It was incredibly welcoming. I had a great time. Any questions that I had, people were more than willing to answer when I was frozen solid in trying to figure out what to do. People were very patient with me and I appreciated that. People were always willing to explain like what was happening with their models and stuff like that, and I very much appreciated it. Definitely excited to go back and play again.
Yeah, I have to agree with Amira. I was in the same boat from the first game because I was a little bit nervous about the skill gap. Like I've been playing, or let's say I've been collecting models for about a year, but really the only opponent I've had is my wife, and she pretty much plays one crew, and it's Trixie. Ma took it, and so up until
Hitting you with a
recently.
spoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and yeah, they're just kind of comically. Yeah, it's great, but you know, so playing against new new keywords and whatnot, it's all coming kind of from memory. I've read the cards on the app, and that's about the extent of it. So my first game was great, and he was very helpful and patient. And then about turn three, he's like, all right, we're going to turn this on now, and then just break the board. But up until that point, and even afterwards, he was still a nice – he was a gentleman about the flogging. It was just – yeah. He's like, I get to have fun now too. So, yeah.
So what – I guess just for everyone, what was y'all's records for the tournament?
Oh yeah, let me open that up.
Mine was 1-1-1.
Oh, you had
as
middle
as a rose you can get.
Yeah, first game was a tie. Second nice. Game I lost, and then I won my my last match.
Sweet.
That's heck cool. Yeah.
Touching on what Mitch was saying, that's one of the things I enjoy. One of my most things I enjoy most about tournaments is just getting to see different masters and being played, even if it's maybe masters I've seen before in our local metal. You may play someone who's played it or is playing that master you've seen before, but they played it in a totally different way. So it's in some ways it feels like a different master. But yeah, that's one of, just seeing different people and what they play. That's one of my greatest enjoyments of going to tournaments, just seeing new people and getting to play them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Agreed.
So Mitch, what was your record?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Back to me. I was 1-2. So I won my second game and lost the first one, as you could probably guess from my introduction of that first game. And then yeah, the third game, man, I played against this guy who was just oof. Yeah, quite talented with the Rezzer faction there. Yeah, it was good though.
So in that third game, was there a model that kind of was giving some hassle?
Oh my god!
You know, now that you mention it, Scott, I would like to talk about that model. That was a real thing.
I think that's an excellent segue.
Pain in the transmortis there. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Well, all right. Let's go be mean to my girls. Who do you hate?
Man.
That's funny. They are both ladies. Son of a gun. Yeah. No, so Anna Loveless, what a model. Holy crap, weird. Well done with that one. Made me really reconsider my faction choice. And then the Valedictorian, such a cool model. Also, your custom bases are those like... those are sweet. Yeah, that like sewer grate that she's kind of like perched on top of. Anyway, aesthetically pleasing as well as, yeah. Okay.
So that base, I can't take credit for. That base actually is a Weirdscapes base. So Weird made that base.
That makes sense now.
So like half of my bases are Weirdscapes sewer bases. And then the rest of them, like the one like Von Stuck and a bunch of the others are on, are all 3D printed sewer bases from some STL group that sells stuff for people to print. I couldn't tell you who offhand, but that's how I maintained my theme for them.
Well, they look great. So regardless, yeah.
And honestly, you can't complain too much about Anna. You play Outcasts, you have access to her sister. She is very good as well.
That's fair. Yep. And
so get off my back.
Robot suit, so yeah.
Yeah, she does. She can also arguably hit the hardest out of any model in the game, as far as I'm aware. Like her damage potential. Yeah, she can hit you for like something stupid. Like 10 plus odd damage.
Yeah, and she gets to move you around when she's doing it. I think she's got a cleave. Yeah, so she's hitting multiple models. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so Anna, you hate Anna because she's good. Who else do you hate?
I have some respect, newfound respect. It's not a hate. It was definitely one of the. That is the beauty of Malifaux, is like it's constantly a new puzzle to solve, and it was like my first time holding a Rubik's cube. I guess I don't know. It was just like, what does it does what, and this spins that way, and then it rotates. But all right, holy, all right. Also, that is a beefy team of ladies. Yeah, those actually they're not all girls, are they? No, sorry, but yeah, they were some tough models there. It was impressive. I was caught off guard.
I'd like to think they're defined more by their aliveness rather than their gender.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you had just mentioned earlier my ladies, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, Valedictorian. Yep. Also,
yep.
Anna. Yep. But It was good. Yeah, I was very impressed. And I have the mark. I have the Chimera keyword. So like, I had kind of thought Neverborn possessed a lot of the beefy, like melee focused. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of those big bruiser beater kind of crews, and I just wasn't expecting it from. Yeah.
That's more of a
Congratulations.
conversation for Scott here.
Well,
I know. Yeah.
you are right. The Neverborn faction is known for their beefy hitters, and they can bring them in abundance in almost every crew. But yeah, the crew that Zach was bringing, Von Stuck, now they don't hit quite as hard, but they take a hit much, much better than most Neverborn
Yeah,
models.
they do. Yeah.
Yeah, and Anna does a lot to counter what your crew does in Zip. So, and
Right.
in defense, she counters a lot of crews. So, yeah, they're.
Well, and they also have the condition application where they burst out the focused and the shielded and yeah, armor on all the ones that you don't want to have armor as an opponent, but yeah, good
Well, I mean,
damage
like, yeah, like,
tracks.
focus pulsing is kind of just like a Rezzer thing,
Okay.
in general. But, yeah, I mean, typically speaking, Rezzers are known for defense 4 and more wounds than their cost. Shtuk is just in a lucky place where he has armor and hard to wound rather than just hard to wound, and that's a really potent combo. Because it turns most people's like minimum damage into one, basically.
Yeah.
With that said, I don't really get access to min 3 a bunch. I have what I like to call conditional min 3, where I can get min 3 on Anna and Shtuk, but like I need to hit a trigger or I need you to be stunned or whatever.
Okay.
Most of the crew actually all has the same attack, which is a 2-4-5 damage track. That's why focus is so important for the crew, because if I'm not using focus to hit that moderate 4, I'm just kitty gloves punching you. And at that point, just smacking people for min 2 is it's not great.
Right. Old softpaw.
Yeah.
Well, but also with Von Stuck too, or with his that ability where like, out of the gate you want to do your big thing so that you can, I don't know, follow it up with more in case the first one fails, like your first attack or whatever, you charge them in. But because you fit if you win the first duel against one of your crew members or one of the members of your crew, all of the subsequent things are at a plus flip. So it's just like, oh, so you got to like rethink. It was just a whole new way of thinking. And yeah, in that short 2 hour time frame of our tournament round, it was just that was, yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of discoveries being made.
That is a 6-inch aura, by the way, so it's not like it covers the whole
Sure.
board. With that said, I'm not going to argue and say he's not good, because he absolutely is.
Yep,
There's just
no.
a little, there's a lot of nuance there.
Yeah.
But honestly, for somebody's first experience, or second in your case, experience with the tournament, or
Right.
both of you're going up against things that you've never seen before, and Malifaux is
Yeah.
pretty much known for like until you learn it, you're going to get gotcha'd by things, and everything's going to seem like it's busted, you know?
Right.
So like going into that, so like obviously we got the worst out of the way. Amira, how was your first game? What did you play against, and how'd you feel about that whole experience?
I played against a Bayou crew. I don't exactly remember what master was at the helm.
It was Tracy, right?
Yeah, it
So
was
it
Tracy.
was
She was playing the
yeah
Clampets.
that was
Yeah, the
yep,
Clampets.
Clampets.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so played a game against the Clampets. It was good. Fun time. All of her little lizardy-like creatures with
Silurids.
yeah, the Silurids and the Gator, I think they had stealth, so it made it a little more difficult for my crew where I want to kind of stay back and hit things from farther away. Made it a little more difficult because I had to get closer in order to try to knock some of that stuff off that could still hit me from a distance.
Oh, yeah.
So that added a bit of a challenge. It was a lot of fun getting to see how some of that stuff worked because it sounded like she was working with a bunch of new crew members as well. And she seemed to be having a great time with that. So that was fun to get to see her enjoy herself. And I had a fun time too. It was basically just a tit for tat when it came to the points. Like we both took, I think, similar schemes and we both just did equally well. And then we ran out of time and it ended in a tie.
So that was, oh, that was the
Oh,
tie.
That was the tie
Okay.
game. Was my very first one against Tracy in the Clan Pets.
Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
there's a newer crew she's playing, and the models are just out recently, and they are a super fun crew to play against and play with. So I'm glad to hear you had a good time, especially facing, like you said, this being your third, fourth, and fifth game playing against all new people and all new masters.
Yeah, it's definitely a good time. It's always interesting to see all the stuff that everybody brings, because I don't have really too much experience with any of it other than knowing that it exists and going, oh, that looks cool. So then when I get to
Right.
see it in person, I'm like, ooh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Agreed.
Just don't fall into the trap of going, oh, that sounds fun, and then you start buying everything.
Yeah, I'm trying not to let myself fall into that trap yet, which is why I'm like, I'm going to do this one thing first, and then I'll deal with others later.
Yeah, that's smart. I feel like you're picking on me, Zach. I hear
Julian
you.
does it because he was there too.
I only do it because I do it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'm trying to be better about it, damn it. Leave me
Yeah.
be.
It's tough to
Everybody
do that.
knows me for the rezzers, but I own like half the models in the game.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
So, what was there any other highlights in the in any of your tournament games that kind of stand out in your mind? Like think, oh, like that was cool, or maybe some things that you guys did that, were kind of cool. Your opponent's like, oh, I didn't know that you could do that, or anything like that. That anything that stood out other than, things that you've mentioned already.
Now that you mention it, there were a few rules, little, again, I'm using the word nuance, but like, yeah, little nuance rules that I hadn't quite gotten the grasp of, which I, again, that's kind of the hubris of, yeah, being the, I don't know, but having a year of gaming but not playing as much as I probably should. But I'm trying to remember what the rules were. Zach, were they in our game where it was one of those things where placements, shoot, where you have to have line of sight? Oh man, nope, that's not.
Yeah, there was the whole thing. The whole thing came up with like placement, like you like about how, whether or not you have to have a line of sight to where you're going, where like if you're placing yourself you don't, but if somebody else is placing
There it
you
is.
or like you do, like
Yeah.
that. I think
For
it
up
was
we
I think it was
go versus or fly with me. Yeah. But there are a handful of little things like that where, just and really that's just getting the reps in. Like I don't play Vassal. I guess that could be a whole nother topic there, but not for any reason against Vassal. Just I enjoy Malifaux and my board gaming, tabletop gaming things because of the interpersonal kind of we're meeting up, we're hanging out, we're looking across the table, we're moving physical things. So for me, that's what appeals to me. Also, I really enjoy the hobby aspect, which is why I have so many crews in a short amount of time. I enjoy painting and stuff, but yeah, so it was good to like learn those things with people that are very knowledgeable. And
Sure.
I think that was probably the best part was there was a lot of times you have these questions, especially when you're early on learning Malifaux, a game that has, a paragraph of text, paragraphs, plural of text on the front of the card. And that can be pretty overwhelming or, yeah, it can be frustrating to newer players. And so even when you're playing with somebody, if you're confident or you've been playing rules a certain way and they kind of question it, you give them the benefit of the doubt and you look it up, right? It's like, I don't want to just declare that I know this one specific thing, whatever it may be. And in this tournament setting, you could tell that everybody was very knowledgeable about the game and they had a lot of experience. People came from all over the place. Yeah, I think Scott, you came from hours. But anyway, yeah, we had a couple of people that drove hours to get to the tournament. So you could tell the dedication and just how committed they are to playing Malifaux. So like they clearly knew what was going on. And so that was great. I felt like again, walking into it, I wanted to learn and I played a crew that I was kind of unfamiliar with just to have fun. And I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun and it was a very positive experience. So yeah.
And with that said, we are all still learning, even
Fair,
years
sure.
on. So, like, we get things wrong from time to time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But,
You've never played a perfect game of
Amira, how about.
Malifaux. Well, and you also
No.
have a room full of people you can like, you can phone a friend, if you will. Like it's like, hey, does this thing work that way? Yeah, yep, nope, it definitely works that way. Oh, okay, all right, cool, yeah. Got you. Right. Yeah.
Phone a friend was definitely accurate. I have yelled across the room more than one time, or
Right.
my opponent has just be like, "Hey, quick check on this."
Yeah. Well, and like you said, Zach, when everything seems broken, when you haven't played it before, you're just kind of like, you cross your arms and you lean back and you're like, "Are you sure? Like, are you serious?" That works every time. It does that every time. It's not once per activation. It's like, no, yeah, it's all the time. Okay. All right.
The famous Incredibles quote, "If everything's broken, nothing's broken."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. Yes. Yeah. That's half the fun, too. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely appreciated the community for being able to ask what I felt like were very dumb questions, or were I maybe a more experienced player, going, "Are you sure that's how that works?" And the community in general is just like, "Oh yeah, no, like here, let me show you," and they just explain it, and it was really great, and I appreciated that so much.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Just be glad you weren't here during the whole another thing.
Another thing. Ooh, now I'm curious. Okay.
There was
another time, I guess.
Until they came out with a FAQ about it, there was quite the squabble over what another meant.
Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
All right. Fill me in
kind
afterwards.
of another thing that just
Maybe,
kind of
yeah.
popped in my mind as new players, how do you guys like using the app? Do you love it,
Oh,
hate
yeah.
it? Would you see it ever maybe replacing cards and just playing off the app? But like, what is your general impressions of the app that we use in Malifaux?
Go ahead, Amira, your turn.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I liked the app. I think that it's really easy to use as someone who I consider myself to be incredibly technology inept.
Sure.
Preach on, sister.
I found it to be really easy to follow and use, and everything seemed pretty self-explanatory. And if it was just one thing that I overlooked, I was able to be like, "Hey, where do you find this?" And it's just, "Oh, it's right here." And I just overlooked a tab or something.
Right.
And it was incredibly easy to use. I personally don't think, at least in my opinion, that it'll end up taking over cards for me personally, because I like having the ability to settle my stuff out and be able to like just flip over and see what I have in front of me. And I like being able to mark my health that way. Because I'm one of those people that it's out of sight, out of mind. So if I don't have it right in front of me, I will forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No, I agree with you.
Oh, go
Oh,
ahead.
go ahead. Well, I was just gonna, yeah, I agree. So my wife doesn't let, I mean, we got into board gaming because it was like an escape from the screens in the evening, you know, especially like as they just kind of invade or assimilate our lives. Like, it seems like screens are on all the time. And so it was like board games are an opportunity to sit across. I've said this, but yeah. And I think that the app was something she was reluctant to use until it's a phenomenal app. I've now played, so I play another tabletop game now, just trying to branch out so that I can get more games and enjoy more time at the table. And Malifaux kind of has a steep learning curve to some people who are new to the hobby. And so, like, I've played other games, and their app is nothing compared. I mean, again, I'm not shilling, but like, wow, the Malifaux app is just better designed than, let's say, Crisis Protocol or Judgment, Eternal Champions, or, well, what's the other one?
Conquest.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
I've tried messing around with Conquest's app, and like I just cannot wrap my brain around it. It seems
No.
just god awful.
Well, and like Corvus Belli's, Infinity, like you got to print that stuff off. It's not just a thing that you can scroll through in the game where everything's consolidated into one place. It shows you exactly what you need at first glance for stats, like defense, willpower, whatever is right there. And then you can click it for more in-depth, but like it is phenomenal. I don't think it will replace cards. And I can say that because in my second game at the tournament, the player I was playing against didn't have cards, and that's totally his thing. Like, he wanted to just use the app, and that was cool. But like, there was definitely a lengthier time for him to find information that was necessary for like the interactions of the game. And in a game where the game Malifaux can take a long, it does take a long time to play a game. And that's a big consideration when you sit down at the table to play, is like, do you have 4 hours to play if you're newer? Like, a lot of people don't. And I think that having the cards in front of you and limiting just, I don't know, like you can arrange them in a way. you know, it's kind of an ease of act, like a user interface, like in a video game or whatever, but like you can set them up in a way that you remember it quickly. You can look down and glance. Oh, I wrote slow on this one. That one's focused. Like, and then with the tokens on the board, maybe you don't have to look down at your card so often, but yeah, I think yeah, the so app is, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to just add in that like my policy with the app is very much, I use it for managing my objectives. So sure. For scoring purposes and keeping track of the round.
Yep.
Like just like overview things of reminding myself what schemes did I take again? Oh yeah, these. And then I facilitate all health and status effects to the cards and the table through tokens. Cause I enjoy the physical aspect of all that. And I've just found that adding conditions on the app is cumbersome.
Yeah, I'm definitely an analog person. I don't want to have my phone on me. Just basically like what Zach was saying for score and turn and everything else I do on my card. Because, I mean, granted, I think the biggest drawback of it is just it's more stuff you have to lug with you as opposed to if you're just app only. But I'm definitely with you there. I like the cards.
Well, I would say that I think that the Malifaux app, while people, especially newer people, like, okay, I'm already learning a new game and rule system and I've got all these cards that I got to read. I do think that like the app is super helpful for the onboarding process, like for maybe a Myra in me. And I don't know if she uses it in this way, but like when I'm playing an opponent, especially at this tournament, which I don't know what their cards do. And rather than asking for them to hand me the card to read the ability, you know, I can pull it up on the app and be looking at the same card that they're looking at. And it just saves that whole that kind of my nescience of what their stuff does. Like I can look at it and be like, all right, yep, I see what you're doing there, and you get that trigger, and I'm learning because I have the visual in front of me as well as I'm hearing what it does. Because yeah, so I do think that's really helpful for like new people is the app in that respect.
Yeah, looking stuff up like that definitely. A helpful thing to be able to do. I personally am more of an auditory learner, so I don't quite use it that way, but I found myself going back later and being like, what did that thing do again?
Yeah. Yep. And having it all be right there in the game and it's saved. So you can like look at their crew and why they maybe chose it. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like watching replays in League of Legends or something. Like, why did I lose? Oh, well, I didn't really take in that into consideration.
Yeah, and you certainly, at least during our game, were bringing my models up pretty regularly, going, oh, yep, that is once per activation. Yep, that sucks.
I was a little skeptical of the power of the Transmortis there. I was like, man, no way. Oh, yeah, no, it's written right there. Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how it does.
That's what it does.
You join with skepticism and you leave with disappointment. No, I'm kidding.
It's okay. Yeah. I honestly contemplated bringing the crack bats list.
Guys.
With the Molly, where you just shove the bats back and forth between people and cause a bajillion tests.
Drive me batty.
Bring your gal to the tournament. I mean, leaving your best lady in your carrying case and you didn't bring her out, that's kind of disappointing, I must say.
Well, there is one reason and one reason only why I didn't bring that version of Molly. It's because there's unpainted models in that crew. Huh. And so I'm too prideful. The only exception to that was my stupid grave digger, because since we're playing bands, people can tell me I can't use certain things. So I have a grave digger there just in case I have to audible it out.
I'm with you there on the unpainted models. I couldn't do it myself either, but yeah.
None of mine judgment. Were painted.
Yeah, no judgment. It's just, none. Nope, you're okay. I think that goes back to me playing Mage Knights, which are like the horribly pre-painted models. And so I was like, I remember when I started painting like Malifaux models and stuff, my expectations were pretty low. I think I exceeded the Mage Knight paint criteria. Yeah.
Seriously, not difficult. I mean, you could slap some base coats and then dunk it in a wash and you'd probably be better.
Exactly. Yep.
Or liquid talent, as we like to call washes.
It works. It's great. Yeah.
Hey, washes turns everyone's models into Picassos.
It's
For
true.
real.
Shade, yeah, highlight.
I can.
Like I've legitimately had like just some base coats down. I'm like, wow, this looks like absolute freaking garbage. You slap a wash on there, you're like, oh my God, there's so much detail. I'm a
Yeah.
genius.
Yep.
And I'm gonna age myself here, but I can remember when there were no ways to buy washes. You actually had to make your own wash.
Whoa.
So what
That's
was it like hanging out on Noah's Ark?
It was nice. Two of everything. It's I like things in pairs.
Symmetry is pretty
Yes.
great. Yeah.
Makes the math real
Nice.
easy too.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for Amira. So, are you interested in painting the models too? Like, obviously you enjoy the game now, but like, has the painted side become an interest?
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely interested in doing it. It's just a matter of lack of time.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah,
Also, there's so
painting
many
is a
paints out
timely
there now.
process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of paints being pushed. Like, if you go on YouTube and you watch the channels, it's, yeah, everybody's got their preference. And, yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm
Okay.
just like,
I was just
I said
curious.
if I'm getting into the game, I'm going all in. I did my best to build my models. I did my best to, I want to be able to paint them. I'm just like, if I'm going in, I'm going all in.
Yeah,
Awesome.
awesome.
Glad to
No,
hear
yeah, good
that.
for you. Cool. Yeah.
So, one other thing kind of touch on is, so it sounds like for both of you, you had a really good experience at this tournament, and for Mitch at Adepticon, was there anything after the tournament, maybe on your ride home or whatever, or when you're thinking during the tournament, that we could have, as a community or at the tournament itself, maybe your opponents, is there anything that you guys thought of that maybe we could have done better to facilitate having a good experience? Or maybe something that maybe you would like to see in your next tournament that they do to maybe help facilitate new players and new people into tournaments so that, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast is for not just our community, but the other communities out there who listen that can maybe take some ideas to help, grow their community because Malifaux, as tabletop games go, is kind of a smaller community. I think, in my opinion, is the best community I've ever had in playing miniature games. But just anything that we can learn, from maybe you guys that we could help facilitate getting new people to come to tournaments.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your
Oops.
turn.
Oh shoot. Okay, I feel like I need more time.
I know, me too. That's why I'm like, you go
That's a
first.
good question. Yeah, it's a good question. Well, and I
How
don't
about this?
really.
I'll bring up an
Yeah.
experience that I had at my very first tournament, and then we'll give you
Yeah,
guys
use an
a
example.
chance
Great.
to talk. So, my first experience at a tournament, unfortunately, I was supposed to go with another person, but that person had to drop. So when I went up there, I was all by myself. I didn't know anyone else there. It was up in Michigan, so it was a little bit of a haul, not quite as far as going to Grand Rapids, but so. What made the experience bad for me at that tournament, not saying the whole experience was bad, is that no one came up
Right.
and like introduced themselves.
Yeah.
Even the person that was organizing the tournament, I obviously was there for Malifaux. I had a Malifaux bag that said Malifaux on it, and no one came up to introduce themselves. So that kind of gave me a little bit of a sour experience at that place. And then,
Like an outsider feel.
yeah, an outsider,
Yeah.
like, not so much an outsider, but no one was going out of their way to welcome me to their community because it was a local tournament in the Detroit, Michigan area, and it just
Problem.
if
You're on the wrong coast of Michigan.
yeah,
West coast is the best coast.
but it
No offense, East
and
Coast
now I
people of
had gone to
Michigan.
tournaments
Sorry.
after that, but if
Go on. I'm sorry.
it wasn't very welcoming when I was there. Now my opponent, two of the three opponents I had. Were excellent. The first guy I played, he was kind of a douchebag. And fortunately for me, that's the only time, my very first game and my very first tournament, I played against a douchebag. Ever since then, I've had nothing but great opponents. And that was many years ago. But just making that would be my takeaway is if you do see someone and you're organizing the tournament, or maybe you're someone who goes to all the local tournaments, stuff like that, and you do see a new face, is make sure you welcome, go up, introduce yourself, say, hey, are you here for the Malifaux tournament? Such and such. It's just make sure we are making those new people, especially in my case, I was there by myself, making sure we're welcoming welcoming them to the tournament and to the local community. So just, and again, like I said, every time I've ever gone anyplace else, I have had that. But it's just something to think about, making sure we're making those people new to our meta feeling welcome.
No, that's fantastic advice. And for the record, now that that's been brought up, I was actually welcomed upon arrival at the tournament. So yeah, that was not an issue at this tournament. I don't remember his name. I didn't end up playing him. He was the other Outcast player. But when I walked up, yeah, he was super polite and was like, hey, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that was Tony.
Pretty sure that's Tony.
Tony, yeah.
There you go.
I think it's
okay,
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony was
oh,
great.
Oh, shoot, and he's from the east coast of Michigan. I insulted him without even meaning to. That's great. He drove all the way from, the east coast of Michigan. Sorry, Tony. I'm sure it's lovely over there. yeah. No, but yeah, I was definitely welcomed. And that's so wild because even when I went to Adepticon, I knew no one. I was alone in a strange place in Chicago at a huge convention center. And I kind of sat down with my big box of toys. And luckily, yeah, a conversation was struck up and the folks next to me were really polite. They had driven from upstate New York. So they had just driven, I think, 9 or 11 hours. I can't remember now which it was. But yeah, just to play that tournament at Adepticon. But yeah, they were really nice. That's good advice, though, because it did make me feel better. I did show up alone. And yeah, Tony was nice. And the guy next to him, I think it was Rob, the guy I played second. But yeah, so that's a good consideration. Amira, did you think of a thing?
No, honestly, all I can think of is praise.
yeah.
So I can give you a list of things you guys did right if you want. I can't honestly think of anything that you guys could have done to make me feel more welcome.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll take some positive feedback.
There you go. Laud them. Yeah.
There was just I enjoyed the community there. Everybody was so nice. Upon entering, everybody said hi and introduced themselves. I think before we even started, James had us all go around the circle and introduce ourselves. It was like kindergarten again. It's like, all right, so everybody go around the circle and say your name and who you're playing.
Your first day at camp. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so that was fun. And then it was just everybody throughout the entire tournament was just so nice and so good at explaining, you know, what they were doing and what was happening and giving me the ability to figure out what was going on with their crew and what I was doing with mine, as I had some idea, but definitely not adept. And it was just really great to be able to have such a welcoming community, and even one that, like, even when we weren't playing, like, most of the group all went together to go get lunch. Like, it was...
Yeah.
It was just an incredibly welcoming and encompassing environment, and it's definitely one of the reasons why I'll be going back, aside from the fact that, you know, I enjoyed playing the game, and I would love to play some more.
Right, and we forgot the Cheesecake Chimneys. Let's not forget that.
I know, can't believe we did that.
Times against humanity
Zach,
right
where
there.
Where were you? I'm not.
No chimney cheesecake. But so y'all heard it here first. James puts on perfect tournaments.
Well, and I wanted to mention... I wanted to mention, sorry, not to drag this on, but when I did go to Adepticon, one of the negative experiences, thank you, Scott, for mentioning that, but like a negative experience I had was is what's called slow play, apparently. I think that's what you called it, Zach.
Okay.
Somebody kind of dragging out the clock because there are no clocks, and Malifaux is a pretty lengthy game that seldom gets to turn 5 when everybody gets to score their points. And so... Not to bash.
You're opening up a can of worms here, buddy.
Oh, well, never mind. But the things were available in case that were a circumstance. And my bad, yeah. New player.
Oh, no, you're fine. It is a hotly debated subject. So
okay,
continue, yeah. Continue. The insight is important.
Okay, well, okay, all right. Okay. So I had a good experience at Adepticon. It was my own fault that I didn't prepare. Apparently they had all of the schemes and strats available, which is a standard thing, and I was too busy with another game I was playing to work it out. Also, it was 40 Soulstones, which was kooky. It was kind of fun still, but it was a whole other experience. I'm not bashing on Adepticon. It was just totally different from what I had any experience playing. It's a lot different game when your master only gets 2 activations and you have to build a crew in under different constraints, I guess. But anyway, yeah, it was just one of those things where, like, especially I was not the only new player there. And so that short amount of time that you have to play the game, set up the game, you're in an unfamiliar place. It was dimly lit in the hall that we played in. Anyway, I sound like a negative Nancy here, but long story short, the game just, yeah, it was, it just, we never made it past like turn two or three or the start of turn three. And because of that, a lot of crews don't come online until they're even in a position. Like, you're just pretty much unpacking and getting a focus on everything so that you can hopefully have like a big monumental turn two. And maybe like all of the scores were just like 2-1. Like, maybe you scored a single scheme and a strat, and like, that's how you won. Right. It was like, so I didn't know that going into it. And that was something that I learned from the tournament experience, not advice for this tournament that you guys put on or anything, but that was like, that was a big thing that I learned. And another reason that I brought Zip was because that big movement would allow me to position myself to possibly score schemes and strats if it didn't make it past round two or three. Was like, it, yeah. And you guys had clocks. You got, if we wanted to use them, we didn't have to, but that was like a thing that you guys were very open to. And I appreciated that because that was something that was talked about. I know that's, I think that's the hot top. That's the hot take there that is, yeah, maybe in contention in the community, I guess. And oops, but yeah, it was just a thing that was like available, right? Like, hey, you want to use them, you can use them. But we didn't end up using them. It went great. But yeah, I just, That was my thing, I guess, was just that, yeah, when I had talked about it in the Discord, it was like, yeah, dude, if you want to use it, totally. It was a welcoming, like, we can see what happens sort of experience that, yeah, I appreciated that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you both enjoyed the tournament. We kind of got briefly mentioned before, but James, one of our other hosts, is usually on here with us. He did run the tournament, and he always does an excellent job running the tournaments. This was a new store that we had the tournament at that we haven't had at before, and the space for that was great. I do like the new location. It was definitely a little bit more roomy than where we've had it in the past up in the Grand Rapids area. So I'll be looking forward to some more Michigan tournaments I can come to and get to see everyone other than, you know, my usual two times a year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so I think we're kind of wrapping up. Does anyone else have anything they want to add? You know, just random, some random thoughts, anything like that?
Just wanted to say thank you for having us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Thanks for having us. Thanks, James, for hosting. I said it before I left, but like, yeah, the tournament was a great experience. I'd be happy to go again anytime. Yeah, if we could do like a quarterly tournament, sign me up. But
yeah,
no, yep. Thanks for having me on the podcast too, guys. Appreciate it.
But yeah, I was glad to have you guys on. What's going on? And get some insights, yeah. You know, from some new players and new tournament experiences. So I think it'll be a good share with not just us, but with the rest of the Malifaux community.
Okay. Happy I could help.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. And
thank you for coming.
Yep, and with that, I think that's the end of our episode. Thanks for everyone for listening to the whole thing, and you enjoy your Malifaux play. Have a good evening.